the giraffe and the gerbil. Once there was a gentle giraffe named George. George lived on the grasslands of Africa. George was gigantic. He was 18 feet tall. He had a long, graceful neck and great long legs. His golden skin had orange spots. George liked to gnaw on the leaves of the acacia tree. One day, George was galloping, as giraffes do, across the savanna grasslands. He stopped at a waterhole to drink. George stretched his front legs wide to get his long neck down to the water. He stretched his long tongue to get a drink. Suddenly, he heard a little voice crying, "Help! Help!" He looked around, for there is danger on the grasslands of Africa. Alligators could be in the water. Giraffes have to be on guard when they drink.
"Would you please get your big hoof off of my tail?" the little voice groaned.
George raised his right hoof, and there was a little gerbil. The gerbil was so small, George had to giggle.
"Funny for you, but not for me,"
the tiny gerbil said, stomping his little feet on the ground.
"But I am grateful to you for letting me go," he said. "What can I do for you?"
"What is your name, little mouse?" George asked.
"I'm not a mouse. My name is Gary Gerbil."
George giggled again. "What could a little gerbil do for a giant giraffe?" George asked. Gary gazed up at George and said,
"I could climb trees and get the best leaves for you. I can stand guard and look out for danger while you drink,"
Gary promised.
"We could play hide and seek,"
Gary suggested. George laughed at that. "I'm so big, I could never find a place to hide from a gerbil." But George was a very good giraffe. He thought it would be a great idea to have a gerbil for a friend. He did not care if Gary was so small. So George, the tall giraffe, and Gary, the small gerbil, were glad to be forever friends. And when George tried to hide behind the acacia tree, Gary pretended that he could not see him. The end.